Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. So today is a high holy day in the Christian church year. It's Mother's Day. Now, when I say that Mother's Day is a high holy day in the Christian church year, I'm only kind of joking. Yeah, it's not technically a religious holiday, but we often treat it that way. And in my opinion, it's for good reason. Because simply, we are thankful for our moms. We're thankful for the love they show us. We're thankful for the gift they are to us. And so we make a special connection between God and our mothers, just like we do on Thanksgiving, where it's technically a secular holiday, but we celebrate it in the church as we thank God for all his gifts. And so we do the same with Mother's Day, where we thank God for one of his most special gifts, our moms. Now, obviously, disclaimer, I can't speak to being a mom. If I did try to, I would undersell it by a long shot. I can't explain what goes into being a mom because I'm not a mom. But I can speak from my own perspective. My perspective as a son, as a grandson, as a great-grandson. My perspective having a sister who now has three adorable children. And I see what these mothers put in to their children, the love they show them, the effort they put in to their families. And I'm thankful for them. I'm thankful for what my mother and grandmothers did for me, the love they showed our family. There's not a shred of doubt in my mind that they could not have been replaced and that my life would have been much less without them. And all these women in my family, they have all these great, admirable qualities. They're wise, they're kind, they're caring, they have a good moral compass about them, and they're respected. But these women in my family, my great-grandma, my grandmas, my mom, my sister, they all have one quality that really sets them apart, one quality that sets most mothers apart. They love. And it's their love that really makes them special. It's a different kind of love than the rest of the world has. It's not a love that comes with what you do or how much success you have. It's a love that comes just because you are theirs, just because you are their flesh and blood. And that's something special in this world. If I was going to use a synonym for a mother's love, it would be this. A mother's love is commitment. It's not conditional. It just is. A mother's love really is a reflection of God's love for us, a love that we don't have to do anything to earn. It just is there, and that is something special. You know, I certainly knew that love growing up. I know my mom's not perfect, but I always knew that she loved me, and I'm thankful for that. I imagine many of you knew the same growing up. A mother's love is just different. It's just something special and something that we truly give thanks for on this Mother's Day. Now, as we talk about a mother's love, this love that's defined by commitment, we look at how that manifests itself, what mothers do for their kids because of that love. And there's a lot of things. I'm going to miss some, but some of them are keeping their kids healthy, taking care of them, raising them, putting in the effort, but also doing what it takes to keep your kids happy, to keep them at peace, to make them feel safe, and to impart them with values and a moral compass. All of these things are things mothers do for their children. But mothers, especially Christian mothers, they do something else that is so important. And what they do is they pass on and they protect faith. It is such an important role for a Christian mother. It's passing on the most important thing in our lives, the Christian faith, and giving it the ability to grow. And as Pastor Kevin pointed out earlier, this is what brings us to our text today. Now, in this text, you've got St. Paul writing a letter to Timothy. And St. Paul, at this time, he's in jail, he's old, and he's ailing. He knows he does not have very much life left on earth. And so he is, in a way, passing on the torch. Timothy, the receiver of this letter, is a young pastor, someone who's been mentored by Paul, and Paul is passing on the torch. He's giving him instructions on how to proceed, on how to carry this faith to generation after generation. And he shares these words with young Timothy. I am reminded of your sincere faith, a faith that dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice, and now I am sure it dwells in you as well. And for this reason, I remind you, fan the flame that is the gift of God. You see, as I read this text, preparing for Mother's Day, it struck me. St. Paul is entrusting this young man with quite a bit of responsibility, the responsibility of the gospel. And he's trusting him because he has this sincere faith. And that sincere faith, it leads to action. But see who he gives the credit to. He gives the credit to his mother and grandmother for passing on that faith. And no, they didn't produce it. You see that last line, it's a gift from God. But they did pass it on. They did protect it. They did allow that faith to grow. That faith that first dwelt in his grandmother and his mother, and they passed it on to him. And Timothy would no doubt pass on this faith to many generations, all the way down to us today. This faith, it was passed on by Timothy's mother and grandmother because it was the most important thing in the world. And so they protected it, and they fanned that flame in his life. And that's what Paul says to us. That's what Paul said to Timothy here. For this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God. And again, I can't stress enough, it's a gift. You can't force it. You can't make it happen. It can't be your doing. That spark for that flame is a gift of the Holy Spirit in our baptism, in the reception of the Word, in the reception of His sacraments. But what we can do is allow that faith to grow, to fan that flame, to give it an environment where it can continue to grow stronger, an environment where the Holy Spirit can work what He does. And that is what Timothy's mother and grandmother did. That's what mothers do. They love their children with such a love that they make this a priority, doing what's best for their kids, doing what's best for their kids' eternity. You know, that's the blessing I had when I grew up. It's the blessing so many of us had. Mothers who cared about our faith. Mothers who cared about our eternal homes. Mothers who prayed for us and with us. And in my case, mothers, when necessary, would drag you to church and Sunday school. Not for them, but for us. Because they loved us and they wanted to pass on this most important thing in each of our lives, saving faith in Jesus Christ. And I truly thank God that He put those wonderful women in my life. I thank God that they loved me enough to fan that flame in my life, to fan the flame of the gift of God I was given in my baptism, to invest in that love. And they still invest in that today. My great-grandmother, she's still with us. She's 96. And every time I've been with her for the past 27 years, at least the ones I can remember, whether on the phone or when I visit her in person, when I leave, she leaves me with the same greeting. I love you, and don't forget your prayers. I imagine that's going to be what she says to me later this afternoon when I call her. And that love, it's not just reserved for me or the special grandkids. That love is invested in all of her grandkids. Somewhere in the high 30s of grandkids, great-grandkids, and now a handful of great-great-grandkids for her. And she loves them all. She fans the flame in all of their lives. That is a grandmother's love. Never stopping that effort. And she passed on that to my grandma, who passed it on to my mom, who passed it on to me and my siblings, and now I have the absolute pleasure of watching my sister fan the flames in her children's lives. And my niece, Ada, she's about 4 now. She knows I'm a pastor. And every time I visit, she runs up and she wants to share whatever Bible storybook her mother read to her that day, whatever song she learned in Sunday school that mom sang with her on the way home. That is fanning into flames the gift of God. That is a mother's love and investment. Now, St. Paul goes on in this text, and he says this, "Therefore, do not be ashamed of the testimony about our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner, but share in suffering for the gospel by the power of God, who called us, or who saved us and called us to a holy calling, not because of our works, but because of his own purpose and grace, which he gave us in Christ Jesus before the ages began. You see, as we talk about mothers and their love, and as we read this text, we need to realize something about motherhood. It is a holy calling from God, a special calling for his purposes. But there's something else in this text about these holy callings. Sometimes suffering goes with it. Now, I don't have to tell the moms out here that motherhood is not always easy. And to those of us who aren't moms, if you're anything like me, you know motherhood isn't always easy because you didn't always make it easy. If you're like me, you provided a great deal of anxiety for your mother, and maybe still do. Mothers, they feel for their kids physically, emotionally, spiritually. They feel for their kids when they are hurting. Seeking to fan that flame in this holy calling of motherhood, it's not always easy. Sometimes it is a burden. But mothers, they do it anyway because they love us, because they have that special kind of love, and we thank God for that. Now, for a second, I'm gonna get off motherhood. Because in this text today, Paul's not just talking to the mothers. He's talking to all of us. He's talking to the whole church about our holy callings, about our callings to fan these flames, to fan into flames these gifts that God gives us, especially the gift of faith. And we talk a lot about witnessing here. We talk about reaching out. And a lot of times we think of that in the context of reaching out to those who've never heard the gospel before. And that is an important piece of what we do. But let us not forget about the fertile soil that is in front of us. Let us not forget about the youth of our congregation, of our families, of our community. Those are the ones where this gift can be given at a young age, and it can be protected and fanned so that when they get out there and these temptations come in and the devil throws everything he has at them, that faith is in a place where it can resist his constant efforts to snuff it out. That takes a community. It takes an entire church, because mothers, they can't do this on their own. So to the dads out here, to the grandparents, to the aunts and uncles, to the brothers and sisters, to all the people in this community and in this place of faith, don't let our mothers do this alone. Don't let them go to battle for their children's faith by themselves. It takes a community to fan these flames, to allow the opportunity for the Holy Spirit to work and grow in our children's lives. It takes all of us. And in this text is our motivation to share in the suffering of fanning the flames of faith. And it's right here. But share in the suffering for the gospel by the power of God who saved us and called us to a holy calling. Right there is our motivation. Because we are saved. Because we already know this message. Because we have already received this gift. Because we know what Jesus Christ has done for us. And the reason we know that is because somebody invested in our lives. Probably our mothers. Probably many others. A community of faith said that it was important enough for us to know this message, and they gave us the opportunities and fanned those flames in our lives. And now we know what Jesus did for us. We know this message. We know what he did for us by that great love on that cross. And we know our eternal home is secure. We know the love our God has for us because people passed it down to us. So now, we accept that holy calling. We accept that calling to fan the flames of God's gift in the lives of others, especially our children. And we all have this calling. We all have this calling to fan these flames. And our callings are all a little bit different. We're all called to different areas and different vocations. And we're not all mothers. That is a special calling from God. But we are all called to take part in the most important part of a mother's calling, to fan into flames faith, to allow it to grow, to allow the Holy Spirit to work. It takes a community. So on this Mother's Day, as we say thank you for God's gift of mothers, those special women who have accepted this holy calling to raise us physically, emotionally, and most importantly, spiritually. Those women who shared that special kind of love with us, a special kind of love that you know is never going away because it's not based on how good you can be. As we celebrate those women, we say thank you that God provided them for us and that God gave them a heart to pass down faith to us. You know, I'm especially thankful for the women in my life, for my mom and my grandmas and my great-grandma. I'm especially thankful that they chose to love me as much as they did. I'm thankful that God put faith in my great-grandmother, Genevieve. I'm so thankful that that faith still dwells in my grandmas, Barbara and Marie. I'm so thankful that that faith dwells in my mother, Karen. And I'm most importantly thankful that they chose to love me enough to fan the flames of that faith in my life. May we all go and do likewise. And thanks be to God for moms. Amen. Please stand.